So everybody talks about raising their game and playing better, but you accomplish it and get production.
I've been doing it for the last 2 years. I mean, especially when I had my breakout season last year. Just elevated my game each and every time. Just getting better, just as to understanding the game a lot better. That's just about it.
What's better about your moves and just overall game this year?
Just looking at new moves to add to my arsenal. Just watching all the different players at my position, see what they do, see if I can emulate that, practice it out there on the field, whether it works or not, doesn't hurt.
Tandem that you and Clowney have formed without JJ, how proud are you of what you guys have accomplished together this year?
We accomplished a great deal, but we couldn't do that without our teammates or anything like that. It's no iron team or anything like that. It's always in the group, the DBs holding off the receivers, giving us an extra minute to get there to the rush, D linemen and the interior linemen grinding it out in the middle, allowing us to be for the linebackers and outside linebackers to get up in there and make the tackles on the edges and stuff.
Patriots line known for being smart guys, and they have one of the oldest coaches probably in NFL history, Dante Scarnecchia. How much is a chess match between you and those guys?
It's always a chess match. I mean, no matter who you go against. I mean, it's a mental game, plus it's a hand game, and a physical battle on top of that. So we'll be going back and forth. We've got to be able to control the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, offense and defense.
A lot has been written, a lot is being said about them being such a heavy favorite. That doesn't really mean anything in this locker room.
No, not really. I mean, we understood that. And like all across the board, everybody's going to say that. So we're not occupied within any of that talk or anything like that. We understand what we have in this locker room. We'll prepare the best we can this week and go out there and play hard.
Brady, what does Brady do that 99% of the other guys don't do? You've seen him more, I think, than anybody in this locker room, other than maybe Vince, just because he's practiced against him. But what sets him? Kush, yeah.
For one, he's a great quarterback who understands the game, understands how to read defenses. That for one, he knows where to go with the ball. He knows all the playmakers that he has around him, their skill sets and everything. Also, he knows how to get into the right call, especially being out there in the moment and everything. So he does a really good job at that.
We always hear about the intensity going up in the playoffs. Your last two playoff games, 5 sacks. How have you been able to elevate your intensity for those games?
It's always a new season. Regular season is over. Everybody starts at 0-0 when the postseason comes around. And we understand what's at stake. Everybody's intensity has to be raised that much higher because it's all or nothing. You know, pretty much whoever loses is going home.
With the teams that beat the Patriots in the past, it seemed like they had a very physical mentality. They were aggressive. Even if you talk about Baltimore, they won the Super Bowl, or Seattle this year. How much can that be kind of a blueprint for teams that attack them?
Yeah, of course you have to be physical at the end of the day. You've got to be able to attack them, stay on top of them early. If you allow them to start fast, I mean, it's going to be a long day.
Vrabel interviewed for a D coordinator job last year, reports out there, a head coach job this year. What does he do so well with you personally that keeps giving them these opportunities?
I can't speak on that. Right now we're just getting ready for a playoff game right now. But Vrabel as a coach, and great, great coach, played in the league for 14 years, understands the game fully, understands everything about the game. So he's brought that knowledge here to the linebacker group, also to other guys who draw their knowledge from him, and he's done a wonderful job.
Are you tired of people calling you underdogs? I mean, 16-point lead. Does it get frustrating each week? And then what you guys are in the second round, what do you guys have to do to prove that you're not?
It's okay if we're called the underdogs. I mean, kind of like it. Definitely get to shock a whole lot of people. So we're looking forward to that.
Bill said that. I'm sorry. Bill was saying that when he first got here, the coaching staff was pretty hard on you, but you're a pretty meticulous guy. You'd get up at 6 in the morning, you get here. Is that how you recall it when you look back at your first few months or weeks with them here?
Yeah. I'd say so. Yeah, our coaching staff is real hard. I mean, they expect nothing but the best, and they want to draw out the best out of each player. And so I'm always on a routine. I always do everything the same. And anytime somebody challenges me, I always look forward to that challenge so that I can prove to them and my peers that I'm great at what I do.
What was the hardest part of that whole adjustment period for you as a player?
I'd say just understanding the game, really understanding the concepts that we had on defense, and progressing my knowledge to understanding the concepts of offensive schemes, things like that, just little things.
How much has eating healthy been really a big deal for you these past few years?
Huge, huge. Allows me to be efficient, my body to run at a higher rate, or you would say, kind of like a Ferrari or so. So you got a few. You are what you eat, I think. And so, just eating healthy, I'm able to play a lot faster and go longer.
What's the challenge of facing last one? A guy like Brady? Is it the decision making? Is that the quick, short decision making of Tom, or his ability to move in the pocket? What's it like to? I guess the biggest challenge of facing him.
When I faced him, I mean, he's very decisive where he wants to go with the ball. So, you know, that's very challenging. Also, if you give him a lot of time back there in the pocket, he can definitely dissect you a lot. So we've got to be able to attend, stay on top of him. First of all, what we have to do is stop the run. That's the biggest thing. So if you don't stop the run, you can't play the pass, and ultimately you lose the game.